The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and you know, since last week's show, I've been quite busy, and I have a lot to share with you today. I had a very exciting and very positive but unexpected visit. After I had asked for what do I need to share with you, which I do every week, but this one was a little bit different. But I had a beautiful angel come in with some February updates and some updates and some very good things to share with you that can help you with whatever you might be experiencing, the current everything. So, this is Archangel Ananel, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not even sure if that's how you pronounce it, but she is also known as Haniel. So I'm going to probably use the term Haniel and Ananel back and forth. It just depends on which ancient text you are looking and referring to her with. She is referred to as more feminine she, because the energy is for, you know, that sensitive emotion. She's connected with the moon, the planet Venus, and very strong right now with, it was the perfect timing. Let me put it that way. The energy of the whole year is relationships, and we are moving into something new. We're also busy dealing with old things, coming to a solution, all that kind of stuff, all the way down to a personal lifestyle. So, what I want to share with you is what the insights that she brought and how she can help us through this. Now, it's interesting that we're right around the corner from Valentine's Day as well, because she's very much the one to call upon with romantic relationships, business relationships, really any kind of relationship. But she is very much about the heart, the love. She comes through with amazing, gentle grace. And the best part, for me personally right now with everything going on, is the hope. She can bring the joy into a situation when you just don't think there's anything left to be happy about. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounded very refreshing to me with everything happening right now. So, we're going to go down through different attributes and aspects and what this angel is about and how she can help you right now. If you want to call in, please do. 1-800-930-2819. We also have our live video stream going on. So you can go to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, and you can find out about the live streaming there. We have the live chat for the live video stream there. It's also on the YouTube channel, and you can just search Jen Royster. We're also live audio streaming through WBLQ and Westerly, and we have all the wind and the cold air. I guess we're blowing all that snow your way up there, down here, but we're just cold right now. So I'm feeling for my northern neighbors, and you guys stay safe out there on the roads. We're also live audio streaming with our network, TransformationTalkRadio.com. So we have it going on. So wherever you are, we want to welcome you to the show. We want to bring positive, insightful, realistic, but it's metaphysical, okay? When I say realistic, some people that may not believe in any of the metaphysical stuff, or, you know, they just don't go for this, that's fine. That's your choice. But honestly, this is what keeps me going every day, because this is where I draw in the energy to stay positive. This is where I draw in the energy to find a solution to a situation that I call a challenge, not a problem, things like that. So Haniel, or Ananel, is really got what we need right in this moment. We are also going into a full moon. I believe it's the 11th of February. You'll have to check your local time zone for exactly when all that's going on. But what I found interesting, we have the full moon. We also have a lunar eclipse. And then we have the comet that's coming around. So I think that they're all supposed to be lining up at the same time where you can see all that. And so it's kind of a, you know, light show in the sky there. But the lunar eclipses, you know, they're a little bit stronger on the energy pull with the moon. And because Archangel Haniel works with the moon and she helps you that way, she, if you are very sensitive to moon energy or you work with the moon cycles every month, this angel can be great to work with as well. The guidance that she brings has, it's just got such a level-headed to me. I know. For all you skeptics out there, you can just stop it right now. But it's level-headed spiritual guidance, and I love that. Now, how did she come to me unexpectedly? I will share that. And this has been happening, and I've been starting to keep a journal of this because it's so, like I said, this is a brand new year, and I put it out there that as a speaker, as a teacher, and having this outlet in media, what do you want me to share with the masses? What do you want me to put out there? That's my intention, is what do you want me to put out? And for the last few months, it was feeling like we need something different. We need something different. We are not in that old place. We're moving on. I know that I am. I feel different about a lot of things. And so I said, "Where? How do I get this new information? What do we do?" And, you know, they started last year. I would get visions of these symbols, very unique looking symbols. And I had no idea what they were. So I was writing them out, drawing them the way I saw them. Then I went and I was doing a lot of research. And let me tell you what, I do a lot of research. I start digging and I dig and I dig. And this one came in with a symbol as well. And I had no idea what it was. I don't know. That would be like knowing the entire encyclopedia from front to back, the whole, all the volumes, everything in them. You know, there's so much massive information out there, and angels are messengers. They communicate. So this particular symbol, I had to look it up. Probably took me 2 or 3 hours. I mean, a lot. Figure out, what is that? So finally, I found out, you know, and it goes into the deeper stuff, guys, and that's not what the show is about. I'm going to give you the highlights of what she can do, because this would be a much deeper study, but the language of the angels, and it was the symbol, or the symbol for this angel, Archangel Haniel. I went, oh my goodness. So I went, obviously, you're tying this together to show me something. So I started digging in, and I started really pulling out the deep, big books. Whoa, let me tell you. So I'm still doing it. I'm still learning from this beautiful angel. And I knew this angel, but now I hear and I see more going on. So I'm going to be doing quite a bit of, you know, writing this down, jotting this down, teaching this, you know, putting it out there, not just on the show. Maybe we'll bring out some courses. We'll do some other things like that. But I know that it's important. So with a show like this, with time restraint, what was it that we needed to know right now? And I thought the timing was incredible. It came right at the full moon in February, you know, with the Venus, with the romance, with the love, not just that, but she's a great angel for when everybody needs to come together as one to come up with a solution, you know, when it doesn't look like everybody's going to get along. Hello. So I like that. It's a very auspicious time to be working with this angel to help you with the current energies. And so that's what we're going to do through this whole show. I have quite a bit written down. You'll be seeing me read if you're watching me. You're going to see me looking down because there's so much here. I was just having to take a lot of notes. I completely lost track of time yesterday. Barely got my newsletter out because I was so embedded in this. And the dreams and the visions are just becoming more clear. So what I'm going to do with them is I'm just going to say, okay, teach me what you want to teach me. And I feel an excitement of something new coming. And what I can do is I can share this with you, because obviously if it's coming through me, it's something that I need to learn as well. And I'm going to share that. And if you resonate with that, that's wonderful. If it's not for you, then there might be something else out there for you. I believe that all the teachers that are kind of bringing the information in this way, it's something that they're learning themselves as well. That's the role that I take as a teacher. I go into student mode, like when something like this happens, because I can't wait to just absorb everything I can about it. So I'm going to start, when we come back from the break, I'm going to bring this information to you. It's quite a bit. I'm just going to start going through the different scenarios and the different ways that she can help you. And I hope that you come out of this episode with something, with some hope and some incentive and some inspiration for where you are in your life today. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about a beautiful message update for February that I received from Archangel Anael. Thank you and stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are back, and we are talking about Archangel Haniel, or Anael, and it's spelled A-N-A-E-L if you want to go looking in and researching this angel for yourself as well. It goes by several names, and one of the other most common known names is Haniel, H-A-N-I-E-L. So let's talk about the angel of joy, the angel of grace. Let's talk about the joy. What I love about this one is when you call on this angel, if you are in a down slump, if you need that mood to change, if you need a little bit of a lift, when she comes in, she can take hopelessness and turn it into joy. She can just flip that switch quickly and give you some inspiration. I have experienced that with this angel, and I really do love that part. It's one of my favorites about her. And she does come across, you know, angels don't really have a gender, but for us, the attributes of the energy can sometimes be more masculine or feminine. So she comes across a little bit more on that sensitive, nurturing, what would feel more feminine to us, which is why she's referred to more as a her. And so she's known to have an emerald green robe, and there's a couple of different things out there on the way her appearance would be, but I feel that all angels come to you the way you'll receive it. Some people just see orbs. So these are just some examples of what people have shared. And has large silver gray silver wings. You know, she carries the lantern because she's kind of like that light, that hope. And I really like that part. But she is wonderful for helping you embrace your spiritual gifts. And that's the part with the moon too, because the intuition with this angel, if you're working on intuition or your spiritual gifts, your psychic abilities, you want to connect more, this angel can help you. I love that part as well, because when we are going through such times of challenge and growth and rebirth, which we're really in a rebirth, and I kind of like that phrase because, you know, sometimes that can feel uncomfortable at times when you're rebirthing, but that's what we're doing, okay? We're all doing it in our own way. We're, you know, just cleaning out that closet of that leftover stuff that's got to go. So some of it's been getting highlighted in our lives so we can process it and move on. And sometimes it's something from way back. Sometimes it's something from not too far along. But the bottom line is, from what I understand and what I've been studying with this energy of everything happening, is we'll go through what we need to go through to process and choose to let it go or hang on. I recommend letting it go. So you can move on. You know, if you want to keep it, you can. But that's the way I understand it. So it'll be a little bit different for different people. Be a little bit different for different everything. So this angel also, she helps you with the spiritual gifts by working with the energy of the moon. So here we are in the full moon. And what are full moons? If you work with moons or you're new to that, full moons bring the energy of releasing something that you need to let go of. So, and this one is kind of big when you look at the alignment of energy. If you look in astrology, if you just look at what's going on out there, if you study this, because in a couple of weeks with the new moon, that's the big one that's bringing the push of the 2017 energy in. Because the month of January and all the way up to now, we've been kind of dealing with the remnants of 2016 and just wrapping things up and like, oh wait, we forgot that, or we forgot that, just kind of a little bit of a overlap to help process and transition over. So here we are, and she pops in. So she wants to help not just me, but everybody, to let go of some big things you might need to let go of so you can move forward, because this whole year is about a new beginning and it's going to go that way. So that's what she does. If working with the moon, you can also work with the moon in the new moon that's coming in a couple of weeks. And both of these have the eclipse thing going on. So that's a bit more exaggerated and it's an intensified. So the energy of the moon has more of a magnification when there's lunar eclipses, or then there's that solar one coming, I believe. And I think it's near the new moon in a couple of weeks. Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about full moon right now. So because of that, Haniel comes in, because she is the one that's associated and connected with moon. She's mystical. She's the spiritual gifts, the intuition. She's also about bringing in the love and the joy. Now, how does she do that? Let's talk about the energy and how she does that. Because she takes you and helps you reconnect with your inner strength, your inner wisdom. And that's really important right now, that you are listening and going inward to receive your answers and listening for that. So I did like that a lot, that she does that. She has this way of just, you know, let me take you gently with grace. Let me take you inside and show you the joy and the love that can be in your life. And with this hopeful spark that she has, it just feels good. I mean, why wouldn't you want that? I don't know. I mean, I don't know why anybody wouldn't want that. So all I can do is share it with you. She has a great, beautiful, graceful way of helping you cleanse away the worries and fears. So she brings in this gentle joy with this hope that comes out of nowhere, like, we're going to be okay, we're going to make it through this, and we're going to find a way to work with what we got going on. And I just feel that that's so important to put out there right now. I mean, I was so appreciative, but I didn't want to keep it all to myself. So I just, you know, what do we do? How can I share that with everybody? So that's what we're doing. It's a lot. And here's the other thing that was so cool. She is also about new beginnings. She can help you with the new beginning. So see, she can work with the new moon energy too. It's all moon energy. She's like a, you know, she's like the mystical, you know, priestess or goddess, if you were looking at the tarot, you know. I mean, she just has this wisdom, and she has that lantern. And to me, when I see the lantern, it's always, this way you'll find your answers. It's like she's lighting the path for you. And so, you know, we don't really talk about this angel a whole lot. And so when it came through like this, And how would I have known what that symbol, that was what the beauty of it was. And that was the validation to me that this was real and authentic. So there was no way I'd know what that symbol was when I saw this symbol in this vision. So all I can do is go, well, let me go see if it actually exists. And then when you keep doing that and see angels bring messages to you in all different ways, but they started last year with the symbols and I've probably had 3 or 4 now. And they all are there. They get validated. And I share with you when I'm supposed to share with you. Sometimes it's just a personal growth thing I'm going through, but this one, no, this one was the whole world could use some hope. We as individuals could, because we help the world when we have the love in our heart and we have that inspiration, you know, to bring the love into any situation. It's like be the love in everything you seek. You know, that love that you're seeking in all things, be that. Be that yourself. She can show you how to do that. So I really, really like that. Looking through. Some of the other things that I found interesting when I was studying was, you know, she's described in 2 different ways. Like some people say she's, you know, short, 5'2", light colored hair. And then sometimes she has the darker hair. So, you know, that's just individual people that see things or see the angels in different ways. Those aspects are going to come through to you the way you're going to receive it. I receive a lot of guidance through power animals. You know, they come in the form of nature and animals because I love nature and animals so much. That was another thing about this beautiful angel. You know, she loves the water. She loves the gardens. She loves nature. So if you want to connect and be a little bit closer, you know, you could do it that way. You can also just simply ask, because if you're working on your clairvoyance or you just want to know that you can trust what you're receiving, this is the angel to work with. She has a crystal that if you would like to wear that and work with the crystals, it's moonstone. Go figure. It's the moonstone. And her color that she is connected with is a pale blue. It's like a soft. To me, it always looks more like a powder blue versus when Archangel Michael comes through, it comes in a strong, deeper royal blue to me. That's how I connect with Michael. But with her, it's more of a pale, like pastel blue to me. And it's just soft. It's soft and it always feels more gentle and calming. She has an energy that just calms you down. I like that part a lot. Who couldn't use some calming down every now and then, right? But, and I, you know, what I'm doing, I'm sharing all these things about her so you'll know how she can help you with your individual situation. So that's what we're talking about. We're going to take a short break. When I come back, I'm going to keep going. I still have plenty to share with you about the message that Archangel Haniel has for you. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Back, we're talking about Archangel Ananel, also known as Haniel, and this message and how she is really a great angel to work with in the month of February. Right now, here at that full moon, that lunar eclipse, everything going on, it's about relationships, it's about hope, it's about bringing peace and calm, and it's just very gentle. I really love it. You feel very safe when things aren't so You don't feel like you're being shoved into something before you have a chance to catch your breath. What I like about this angel in particular is how you can go into a place of calm clarity and feel safe moving forward. She's very much about bringing the joy back into life, and we need joy back into our lives. So when you need the joy energy, call on this angel. She has such a beautiful gift for natural healing as well. Now, all angels have their attributes, and, you know, her name, Grace, you know, she's known as, you know, Grace of God. That's what Haniel means. And her presence helps us to return to the true state of being. That also works hand in hand with our natural innate ability to heal ourselves. That's energy healing, guys. That's energy healing. She can help you with that, which she's beautiful for that. Let me see if I can find it. She helps you reconnect and remember ancient knowledge in using the natural herbs, you know, what nature has for you for healing, just natural health. So if you're into natural health, which I know I am, and I'm into energy healing, this is a great angel to get to know a little bit better. So let's see, we have intuition. So if you want, and it all works hand in hand. If you got your intuition, then you have your natural healing. You have where you need that inspiration of hope, and we could just keep going, right? So with that, let's take a moment, and it looks like we have a caller, Brian. Do you want to bring the caller on? Hello, do we have a caller?
Yes, we do, my friend. It's Carolyn. From Alabama. Welcome to our program, Carolyn. What can Jed do for you?
I'm just hoping to be able to talk to Dr. Jen.
Hi, this is Dr. Jen. Hi, Carolyn. What can we do for you?
Hi, Dr. Jen. I wanted to see if Haniel could help me with the energy of my little collie. She'll be 10 months 11. And she gets in these moods or something. And I think yesterday was definitely a fear. I'd taken her to the pet store she does great with people. It's just what she does not like to ride in the car. And she was just putting on the brakes big time. And one of the people worked there literally had to pick her up and take her outside because she wasn't going. I tried to communicate with her. I'm wondering if you can pick up her energy. If there's maybe also, I think we spoke before. I think I was the one asking me about the kunzai and the aura light 23 back in December.
Right. This is your dog, a collie, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and she's right. 10 months old? So yeah. It's a young baby. Okay. That's a lot of anxiety and fear and not trusting. There's an energy that she just doesn't trust anything yet. So the way Haniel, yeah, absolutely. Ariel also is great with pets. But, you know, what I'm picking up as I'm listening to what you have, animals have this innate ability to pick it up even more than we do. They, especially dogs, everything resonates with the energy with our pets like that. And they will reflect back to you, wait, there's an insecurity, there's a fear here. One of the best ways to help her know that she's safe, and absolutely Haniel can come through and bring some calm safety. Now, Michael is good for that too, to feel the safetiness and to release the fears. But what will help your dog in a great way is for Haniel to help you know that you can give your dog that feeling of safetiness and that it's all okay, that you've got this. That's what a dog will receive and help them calm down a lot. And it sounds like there's just some anxiety, and some dogs are more prone to that. I understand that. I have always had great success with flower essence with animals that when they get stressed like that, because it's natural, it's not a drug, and they can feel very safe and they can just calm down and know it's okay. But one of the biggest things is her feeling your energy, that you've got this. So, and it might be that you're pushing too fast. You sometimes need to look at the diet. You might need to look at just the environment at home. Is there something agitating the dog? Because it sounds to me like she just needs to know that you're strong and you've got this and she's safe. And that's what I'm hearing. But it's not just when you go to the store. It sounds like it's just in general. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And, you know, I've been looking into animal communication and reading books and about, I didn't want to put her in an obedience class for some reason. I don't feel like her energy would be good in a class. And so I was thinking, like, I remember when we were talking about these stones that Deborah, was talking about her horse, and you mentioned maybe putting like a kumite or something on her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My dog has crystals. My dog, Emmy has crystals. You can put just a clear quartz and some rose quartz, I think would be great for your dog. Your dog just needs to know the energy of love and safety. So, and you put them in a small, you can get small ones. You can put them in a small pouch where they can be attached to the collar. I don't have them on my dog, but I have them near where she sleeps or under her bed where they don't bother her, you know, where she doesn't feel like a rock or a stone under there, like the pee under the mattress thing. Yeah, and they just work that way. They work that way. We use as much organic and natural foods with her as well. And I've noticed that different things like that affect them, affect moods. People don't realize that, you know, additives and pesticides or things like that just affect our moods and it affects them. So I just keep everything as natural as possible. And we've had great success with that. And that's an experience that we've had that I can share, because my dog can get very protective when she feels the energies. She's extremely protective. It's natural for her as an Akita, but she also needs to know that I'm okay and I'm safe and I got this and she trusts me. So I would say working with the crystals, working with natural things, and then also asking Haniel to help you communicate to your beautiful dog that we are all safe, everything's fine, and giving that calm energy of love back to her. Because if it's coming through you back that way, that's going to be one of the most effective ways to work with her. So when you take her to the store, I would look into the flower essence. I would definitely look into that. Do you know what I'm talking about with the flower essence?
I think Doreen Birchie sometimes works with this guy. I can't think of his name or something, but flower essences.
But flower essence, I mean, you can find it in pet stores now. It's so great. I use Rescue Remedy. That's what I use. I'm not an advocate, guys, for that. So, you know, I'm really hesitant to talk about brands, but it's a great one when they're feeling a little bit of stress about something, because the animals are going to feel the tension and the stress that's going on around them. So it could have been as simple as there was some energy in that pet store that she didn't like, and it may not happen again.
She had done fine. She'd never done it. The first time I took her, I was trying to fit her with a harness, and out in the parking lot, she did not like that harness and backed out of it and got free on the right there from the street.
Right. Well, Carolyn, she's just high. She's a little more high strung. So I would look to do relaxation things with her. The essential oil lavender would be fantastic. But I'm going to have to go to break. I've got to go, running out of time. So I know I've thrown a few things out at you, and you might want to listen to the archive with the different things that I recommended. But lavender works great to calm dogs down, too. Just a drop inside their ears. Boom, they chill out. They love it. You don't want to be too strong with it, but use the real stuff. But Carolyn, thank you so much for calling in with your question. And I want to send, you know, both of you good vibes there, because it just needs a calming, peaceful, bring in the love, let the dog know she is safe through your energy is going to be very, very powerful, because they reflect back to us. But thank you, Carolyn. And I have to go to break, guys. We are talking about Archangel Haniel, or Aniel, and how she can help us with this February energy and the full moon. So with Carolyn's question, it would be releasing the fear and anxieties. So with that intention, I would go with that with the full moon too, Carolyn. And we are going to take that short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up, because this message from Aniel has been really amazing, and it's a great timing with our full moon coming up. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And we are back for the last segment, guys. We're talking about Archangel Haniel, or Ananel. I don't really know how to pronounce that. I'm doing the best I can with that. And this is the perfect time to be working with this angel. We have full moon. We have things to release. And I want to address some more things that she can help you with, especially this would work also with the last caller, Carolyn, when she was talking about how her dog was a little bit anxious. But we can always call upon angels to help with our children and our pets, guys. You can do that. Adults have free will. I mean, everybody has free will, but we can call on them to help them as well, but they have to receive that. But when we have our pets and children that we're the caretakers, you know, absolutely we can ask for assistance with that. If you ask for assistance, they're going to come and help you with that. Now, here's one that she's wonderful with. If you're experiencing a harsh, unforgiving, painful experience, she's a great angel to call on because of that grace of awareness. She can bring in the insight and the clarity and make you aware and see things with it being, she's graceful about how she does it. How else can I say it? I love that description of her. It's very loving, and she will show you how the divine order of things is playing out and how it's transpiring, and it will help you make choices clearly, and you'll have more confidence in those choices. So I like that for her. I mean, she can light up and bring you that light in the dark when you just feel hopeless. So if you have the hopelessness, and the biggest thing, and I know I only have a few minutes left here, so to wrap the show up, I want you to know, Haniel came through. She brought that symbol to me. I had no idea what that symbol was. And after doing all of my diligent homework, it was lining up so clearly that she wanted this message out. Work with her. Call on her. Right now in this time, right here where we are in February, right within these next couple days here, and work with her to release some pain, some fear, So it will open you up to bringing in the love. She has a way of letting the love come through when it just seems impossible. And I don't know, I just can't imagine more of a serenity to bring into your life is working with her. So, you know, having the energy of the pale blue color, the moonstone, if you want to work with a crystal. She loves being near the water. She's all about the moon energy, if you're working with your intuition and your abilities that way. But absolutely, if you're in a place where you need a lift, you need some hope in the dark, you need to know you've got an option, this angel can bring it. This angel can bring it. And she came through very specifically after I asked, what do I need to share with you guys? So there you go. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to call on this angel. Go study a little more and learn more about what she can do for you. It's a beautiful angel. I wish I could go on and on, but there's so much that, you know, when you start diving in deep, it's like an entire curriculum course, right? But I wanted to bring you what you could use right now. And what could you release? Is it fear? Is it anger? Is it unforgiveness? Is it hopelessness that there's never going to be an answer to the situation? There's always hope. But if you think hopeless or you think impossible and everybody's like that, then there'll never be a solution. So I'm planning to do my part in keeping a lantern lit with Haniel as far as love going out into the world, positive vibes, inspiration. I believe that there's a solution to everything, but we have to find our way to a mindset and an awareness to do that, right? So whatever your situation is, whatever you might be going through, know that she can help you as well. If it's really big fears, I always bring in Michael for that. But then Haniel brings in that amazing grace. In some of the texts that I was reading about the ancient text with her, in some texts it says that she was the daughter of Michael. I had never seen that before, to be honest. So there's different things out there. And then there's the language. And then there's what are they trying to tell you specifically? Because it's unique to you. So I invite you to look into working with this angel right now in this time, in the next couple of days with this full moon. It will help you for when, in a couple of weeks, when the new moon energy comes in with really taking that push forward into 2017. That's the biggest message that she had was, work with me now. So in a couple of weeks, when that comes through, you're going to be in a better, you know, setup. It won't be so bumpy. If you're having the headaches or the physical symptoms, don't panic. I know that they can hurt because I've had some. Sometimes when I've worked with them like this and had a lot of the high pitch, you know, my body has to recalibrate a little bit and then I'm okay. It's just like, whoa, what was that? That's our body's, the density of our tissue aligning and calibrating to these higher frequencies. And the more you work on it to get the lower things out that need to go away in your life, the lighter that will be, and it'll be a little bit easier. It'll come and go. It'll come and go. So if you medically know that you're okay and you've been checked out, you know you're fine, and you're having some of those weird symptoms, don't let it freak you out. Haniel can bring some peace and calm and let you know and bring you some awareness and clarity. Really good with that. Don't let those fears creep in and start thinking the worst, okay? It's a great time of transformation and it's a great time of new beginnings. Remember, she's great for new beginnings. She's great for relationships. She's great for romance. She's great for creative and visual arts, whatever it is that you're into. Now, I can see why she came to me for a lot of those reasons, but really, she's here for me to share it with you too. So if that resonates with you, see what she can do for you. See where you could let go of something on this full moon and use the energy. You know, why not? The energy's there. Why not? It's a great one to do it with. And we have the lunar eclipse, so it'll be a little bit more of a punch. it'll be more emphasized. So there you go, and there you have it. I want to say thank you for listening. If you want to join us on the video live stream, you can check it out at our website, jenroyster.com. I have some free classes over there if you'd like to check it out. And we're working finally, I know, after all this time, to bring some new classes in, because I really did put a halt on it because I knew there was new things that needed to happen. So we're going at the beginning. We're doing the new beginnings. I'm going with what's coming through, and I'm excited that it's coming through, and I'm going to have something to bring to you. So I know, but that's the way it is. So thank you so much for listening. We are out of time, so I've got to go. And I just hope that you know that you have hope in this life. You have hope. Just call on Archangel Aniel. She'll bring in that hope when you never thought it could happen. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com